Conclusion. God, who had saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. There's another life, and God has brought it to light. He has revealed it to us through the gospel. This is why He calls us a new breed of people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye shall show forth the praises, the virtues, and perfections of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It's our calling. That's why you must refuse to remain in Gilgal. Move on to Bethel. And when you get to Bethel, don't stay there. Move on to Jericho. Don't stop at Jericho either. Go on to Jordan. For Jordan is the place we have been called to in the New Testament. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 5. This is the adoption we've been talking about. When you are raised and trained by the Father to the stage of maturity, that's when He delivers the world into your hands, and it takes place in Jordan. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 2. Notice the scripture doesn't say until a time the heir appoints by himself, but until a time appointed by his Father. You are already an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ, but as long as you're a child, you will not be different from a servant. You'll find sometimes that the same things that happen to unbelievers happen to you also. Don't wonder where the problem is. It's because you're still a child. You need to grow. Paul says the heir is placed under tutors and governors. That's the training process. That's how he is brought up. That's why the Bible lets us know he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to verse 13. It's time for you to grow up in God. It's time to move forward in your walk with the Lord. Get up from Gilgal and move on to Bethel. Now, don't stop at Bethel. Move from there to Jericho. But remember, there's a place beyond Jericho. There's a Jordan to get to. So, don't stop here. Move on to Jordan.